We need to get Ellen. Okay, members of the Senate, this is a fun part of the last couple of years where we have some gift exchanges we do. And I'm not sure procedurally Ellen's going to walk me through this, but she's not going to walk me through it. Oh, you are going to walk me through it. I think it's pretty neat that we recognize everybody's gifts. We ought to stream it.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't think anyone's going to say anything they haven't said already, or we'll say in the next couple of days anyway, so let's stream it.
Would you like to invite Mr. Minority Floor Leader?
Sure. Mr. Minority Floor Leader and your leadership team, the floor is yours. You proceed however you'd like to.
I guess I'll go over here and get
Following Senator Bernard and the birthday speech this morning is going to be difficult, but we'll manage.
All right, we're live. Thank you. Come on over. Mr. President, it's a lot of effort really that goes into thinking through what to do for the leadership gifts, and so I gave a lot of thought. I thought of your love for Wyoming, obviously. I thought of the fact that you want something that really is going to be symbolic of your time here, that makes you think of Wyoming, but something that's special and unique. So I'll talk a little bit more, but I'll have you open the first one there. We've got one for each of the legislators, and then I'll have you hold that up, and I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Didn't make it easy to open.
And I'll hand them out to the rest of leadership as well. Michael, there's yours. Senator Hastert. Lisa.
Thank you.
And Drew. It's a good bit of work getting that open. There we go. Yeah, it's a puppet. No.
Put your head in the bag. That's right.
For the kids.
So, yeah, you can just ruin it there. That was perfect.
Oh.
So, Mr. President, if you'll hold that up, that particular fish is one that Senator Coe threw back 56 million years ago up near Cody. And so I thought of you, and I thought, well, these are fossils that I think you've seen before. We all recognize these as Wyoming fossils that are from near Kemmerer. I believe they're right around 55 million years ago was when these were fossilized, and each of them is then provided with a little plaque in the lower right corner or lower left corner, designating the minority and majority leadership. But Mr. President, I know for your love of Wyoming. This is something that is, it's pure Wyoming. It's only Wyoming, and I think you probably know some of the members of the family that own the quarry where that comes from. So I thought it would be a good appropriate gift from minority leadership to majority leadership. So on behalf of the minority party, thank you for two wonderful years, working together, and more than that, obviously, but as president and minority leader. We've certainly enjoyed the time together, and as you've said many times, as I've said many times, we don't always agree on the issues, but we both care an awful lot about this institution, about the process, and about doing it the right way. So thanks again, and I've really enjoyed my time serving with you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Minority Foyer, Senator Ross, for this. And as I look at this fish, I could see that powerful senator from Park County having caught and released it rather than eating it. But this is really special. Chris, thank you so much. And Lisa and John, this thing called public service, for whatever it is, gets in all of our bloods. And for whatever reason, we step up and we do it. And it's the institution. It's Wyoming. It's all of these things. And we all will come and go in terms of our political reality to the time we serve. But what we'll have is some things to remember. And this is a very special one. On the back of it, don't have my glasses, but it says, Middle Eocene Fossil Fuel Specimen, Green River Formation. Of course, Wally Ulrich Quarries, Kemmer, Wyoming. But it says, Genus Nichia? Is that what it's called? Whatever fish it is. You know, and quite frankly, too, and I've been doing this a long time, and it's, you know, we had some serious debate. The thing about the Senate that has been so incredible, and all of you, conclude all of you in this, is that the civility, and, you know, we can argue like heck, and we debate it, and then the vote's taken, and we're on to the next one, and certainly a lot of times we're on opposite sides, but at the end of the day, we're really not, because we want the same thing, what's best for Wyoming. And how we get there is what we do. That's the process, and the process really works, and you are part of that process. We all are. So thank you so much. And I will take this home, and it'll be a special spot in my office. I still have the one a couple of years ago of the Shoshone that you gave me, and they're all very special. And so thank you very much. And Drew, would you like to come up and say a few words? This is special. Thank you so much.
Well, I don't have many words to say. When I look at this, I love these fossils. In fact, I bought some smaller specimens and gave them to my grandchildren for part of their Christmas presents this year. And so I have this one, although when I first looked at it and touched it, it reminded me, I think the last time I went camping, I caught this fish and I put it in the frying pan on the fire and I forgot about it. And when I came back, it kind of looked about the same, had about the same texture, and I couldn't get it off the frying pan. But I'm absolutely intrigued by fossils, and so I really appreciate that, and I know just where I'll put this in my office, in my conference room. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for this year, by the way. I will say thank you to Senator Coe for throwing them back, so we now have these specimens. I'm sure you were there, you know, you and Senator Scott for the acts of admission for the state and everything. So. You made a great guide, Senator Scott. Took Senator Coe right out there. Thank you very much, Minority Party. That was a great gift, and it'll add it to my other three that I already collected. I love them. So thank you.
Very briefly, if I can step back in. And I would like to thank the Ulrich family because they helped out on this. They picked some of the best that they could find. They worked on it, and they've obviously been friends of the legislature. I think we all know them. They've been great citizens of the state of Wyoming, and they were eager to help out with this gift selection. So they deserve a little bit of a round of applause and thanks as well, if the Senate could provide that.
And so for many of you, when I look like I know what I'm doing up here, it's because of Ellen. And when I don't know what I'm doing up here, it's because I haven't asked her, Cheryl, what I'm supposed to be doing. So as I struggle to come up with something appropriate to give all of you for your dedication to the Senate, to Wyoming, I didn't know what to do or how to proceed. And And I'm an engineer, and when I look at a room, I look if it's square or not, and I don't appreciate a lot of the other things in a room. But I did ask Ellen, and we worked diligently. So what I have for you are some special things, and they have a special personal touch from the Bebout family. Many of you know my bride. I love her to death, and she's so artistic, and she can do so many things. So she sat down and designed what I'm about to give you, and then we took it and had it reproduced, and it's something really special, and I hope you will appreciate it. So I'm going to give them to all of you and let you all open them. And by the way, rather than make a decision on who should get which one, I put no names on them, so it's totally random, except for Lisa, of course. That's for you, Chris.
Thank you.
Drew, Michael, and John. Why don't you all open them together? And Lisa.
Thank you.
And then as soon as you open them.
Oh, wow. All right.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
So what it is, it's obviously for it's a bolo tie for Bolo Tuesday, but what it says on it, and this is what Lorraine did, is we picked out the different jade. This is real jade, Wyoming jade, and it says a Wyoming Senate on it, and the design, and I have to tell you that she wanted to do a lot more, but when Lorraine gets carried away with her artistic ability, the price goes up. And so I was limited by my budget as well as others, and knowing me, on time, on budget. Have you ever heard me say that? I didn't want to splurge is what I'm saying. So these are just to thank all of you so much for what you've done. And you know, they're unique. There's only five. There's six. I made one for myself. But there's only six in existence. They're so special, but just because you're special people. So thank you so much. Let's give them all a great round of applause, a standing ovation for what they did. It's not over yet. I was in a really good mood when I was doing this, and so I got carried away. So what I want you to do, I have something special for all of you. And so if you don't mind, I'm going to walk over here, and we can just walk by, and I'm going to give you, I had a coin that we worked on diligently to create a design for it. It's very unique. I only have a certain number of them, and I'm going to present each one of you with a coin from this session. And then I also have a picture for you. So if you don't mind doing that, I wanted to, rather than just pass them out, I wanted to shake your hand and thank you and give it to you personally. So, Bruce, would you start over there and we'll just work down?
Good. Yeah, I don't think it's
out yet either. As soon as it is. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I couldn't get all. You know, there's so many. Everybody, there's so many buildings at the University of Wyoming that we built. I couldn't figure out where to put them all on there.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you tried.
Microphone, Mr. President?
Sure.
Get it?
Senate will come to order. Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. The President wasn't joking around when he said how good our staff is and they keep them in line. They also keep me in line because every time I go up to that desk, it's usually out and, you know, suddenly, would you get up here? So I don't really, I'm not sure where we are, and I always look to Ellen and say, what are we doing? What do we do next? And she fills me in. So, and then I know she keeps the majority floor leader straight on what bills he's allowed to put up or don't put up, and we haven't received the message from the House yet, you can't vote. But anyway, so having said that, we have some small gifts for them, all built in Gillette, Wyoming by different artists. They're not anything extravagant. They're no Renoirs or anything of that nature, but they were built in Wyoming by Gillette craftsmen. And so please, if Lisa will give those out. And Sue and Jackie, the ones that keep putting paper on my desk. You know how I hate paper. But anyway, so thank you very much for all your work. And I would hope that, and those, the artist is actual names on the tag, so you know who made them. And so thank you very much for all your help. Thank you. We give them a round, please. And, Mr. President, we do have something for you. And, you know, despite your friendship with the great senator from the Northwest, we still thought you should deserve a gift because you've been kind of hanging out here for a couple of years. And so, Mr. President, being quite serious, you've taught me a lot these last couple of years. You taught me what leadership really meant. At times, you were tough to some people, and you were kind to others. You always put a little honey with that little kicking we got once in a while. So we thank you for that. There were some people that thought maybe you pocketed something, and they wanted to talk to you, and you were always willing to talk. And we all know that others may have pocketed or put in their desk drawer some bills, but we never suspect you of that. And you're always good about listening, and you always listen, and you'd always talk to everybody that stopped by. That was the best thing about our last couple of years. You know, you could always talk to the president. And so thank you very much for that. You taught me a lot. Have many more years of keeping the wings level, keeping the shiny side up, and driving that golf ball at least 300 yards. Straight down the fairway, please. Don't lose it in the woods again. So thank you very much. And if you'll step over here, we'll give you the gift. Not quite that, Senator Burns. This is also built in Gillette by an artist up there. And so it is in the shape of Wyoming. So I want to tell you that before we unveil it. The actual stone is carved in the state of Wyoming. It has a blue star where Cheyenne was. And so with that, let's undrape it.
Oh!
And the stone can actually be removed and put outside if you choose that. And on the base, it says Eli Bebout, Wyoming State Senate President, gives years 2017-18, and then has the great seal of the state of Wyoming next to it.
Wow, wow. That is, for those of you over there, you've got to come by if you can't see this. This is incredible. It's got Cheyenne in the corner. It's got the great seal. Is that sandstone from up in, what formation is it?
You know, that I couldn't tell you.
Parkman, Sussex, Turner, Niobrara.
It's Madison, I think.
The sandstone formation.
Madison, actually, Senator Hicks.
Wow. You know, if you allow me to get a little, you know, it's hard for me. I'm an emotional guy, but I keep a lot of it inside of me. But a lot of times it just comes out. And, you know, I don't know what to say other than to the last couple of years as your leader has been it's so special. And I look at each one of you and all the things you've done and contributed and how we work together on different things, sometimes on the same side, sometimes on the other sides. And I'm trying to understand what you said about when I put them in my drawer, but I don't, but I might, but you're not sure what I do, and that's exactly the way I wanted it to be. you know, this is a great institution, and the only reason that anyone can get through this is because of the people that he works with, and I've always felt that as a leader, you know, you stand up for what you believe in, and you lead the way you want to be led, and that's part of delegating, and boy, what a great group of people to delegate, from the committee chairs, to all of you as individual members, to your communities you represent, to your constituency. So thank you so much, and I just really appreciate the opportunity and to be able to be here with you as a senator, to be able to be with you here as your president. It's special. And I had an interview this morning with all the newspapers, and they asked me, so what is your next step going to be? And, of course, the first question, they said, well, you're going to run for governor, and that was easy. Not only no, but H, no. Not going to do that. And so I said, well, I really would like to have an opportunity to come back in the last 2 years of my, there's that bebop for governor hat. Thank you. Thank you, Ogden. You know, if you'd have got more votes for me up in Crook County, I might have won. No, that was a great county. I'm just kidding. What I told him was that I look forward to, I've got 2 more years left, and really look forward to being back and participating and working through this process with the new leadership. We're going to have some great leaders coming up. We all know that. But what I did tell him is I'm still president. I'm going to be president till the end of the year, so don't get too carried away because I'm not going away yet. So thank you so much for all that you do, and it's been a real pleasure of mine. And Lorraine wishes she could be here. God bless her and all my family. My mother, if you're listening, Mom, out there, you started me down this road many years ago when you provided that I would be a write-in candidate with 7 votes in Fremont County to be elected to the Wyoming House. And with 7 votes, I got on the ballot. And from there, it's just been kind of a run. And Senator Case, you know, for you for all these years, and I just really wish that Harry could be here, Harry Tipton and Frank Philp and John Vintage, you know, all those that I serve with, Bud Betts and all those wonderful Fremont County people, but, you know, and Bob Peck, absolutely, Roy Peck and all of them, but thank you for your friendship, your leadership, and what you've done. Thank you also very much. It's really a privilege to do this, and I'm going to have to build a bigger office. I've got to ask Senator Burns where I can get the money. Maybe we can do it through SIPA account 2019 and 20, and then we can dedicate and have it guaranteed. So which one of you is going to guarantee that I can have an extension on my office so I can put that in it? Any hands? No, nobody raising their hand. Thank you so very much.
Special. Look at that.
Senator Anderson.
Privilege of the floor, Mr.
Yes,
President.
Sir. This is mine. You may.
Mr. President, I think it's important to point out that those fossils that we exchanged were Knightia, which was named after Dr. Knight from the University of Wyoming. He was a University of Wyoming president or geology head for 60 years, and he was named the Doctor of Geology in Wyoming. His father, Wilbur, was also a UW Geology Department head from 1893 till his death in the early 1900s. So that Knightia is our state fossil that you just received, a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Thank you, Senator Anderson. Do we have any reports from the House or conference committee? Okay, we're going to do a couple of joint conference committee reports. Senator Scott, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 42?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read that in.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 42, Professional Licensing Applicant Criminal Records, signed by Representatives Barlow, Giroux, and Olson, Senators Scott, Baldwin, and Nethercott.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 42, Professional Licensing Applicant Criminal Records. Mr. President, the Senate will recall when we non-concurred, the issue was over one paragraph that got added down in the House that was seeking to provide immunity to these boards and commissions and didn't quite get the job done. What we did was we had the Senate attorneys come up with three different alternative wordings, and we told the House to pick one of them that would get the job done properly or to remove it entirely because, frankly, the Governmental Claims Act already does get the job done. They chose one. I think changed one word. And that's what's before you here. The rest of the language was it was buried in the Standing Committee Amendment, and we had to delete that, put that back in. So it does make it very clear that these licensing board and commission members and the other people who do that are protected because, and that's important. Otherwise, we couldn't, Mr. President, get anybody to serve or to do anything if they were to serve. So that's what the amendment does. That's what the Joint Conference Committee does. It gets that in properly in a way that won't cause any trouble, and I urge the Senate to adopt it.
Further discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 42, Professional Licensing Applicant Criminal Records. You've been asked to vote aye and adopt it. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Excused.
Excused. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Excused?
Excused. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Flader?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 42, 28 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 42, Professional Licensing Applicant Criminal Records. Do we have any more, or is that it? We're just going to go through that. This is it here, yeah. We better wait. Okay, Mr. Majority Floater, unless you have something else, the Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel. Okay, just one second.
As you know,
photograph album that she's done for a while. And these things mean a lot to me. She's done some for all of us. All of us that serve as a judiciary have a much smaller version of these things, and they're very special. But on behalf of everyone in the Senate, we would love to provide you with this little bit of a picture history of your service as our president. And some of those shots will probably be funny. Some of them will probably bring a few tears, and some of you will wish you probably didn't see. But anyway, with that, we want you to know we do appreciate you. The things that Mike said about your leadership, you're quite an instructor, and we appreciate that. So with that, we hope you look at that, and from time to time as you look at that, that you, you remember us as fondly as we remember you. Thank you.
I'm going to take a look at a couple of these, if you don't mind. The Senate will stand at ease to the sign of the gavel.